This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, blood pressure. The good numbers you had in your last reading may be viewed differently now. The American Heart Association's released new guidelines for high blood pressure that could have a big impact. I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. High blood pressure used to be defined as 140 over 90. That's been lowered to 130 over 80. And less than 120 is now considered normal. 120 to 129 is now designated as elevated. What's the purpose behind this?
I think the purpose is really trying to get physicians to start treating patients earlier. And also, there is some data suggesting that the higher your blood pressure, the higher the likelihood that you'll develop cardiovascular disease. And people that have a higher blood pressure, they have a greater than twofold risk of developing cardiovascular disease in the future. So the emphasis, I think, is really to get physicians to start treating patients more aggressively and also earlier.
This means a big shift in who now has high blood pressure.
That's correct.
Does this mean some people are going to have to start taking medication who didn't have to before?
Definitely.
Even though before you were considered okay, now you're not.
That's correct. And what they also put in is, for patients that have blood pressure that's 130 over 80, if they have underlying cardiovascular disease, if they're diabetic, have kidney disease, if they've had a stroke or TIA, it's definitely recommended that those patients start pharmacologic therapy to lower their blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
For patients that don't have those conditions, but they have a risk of developing cardiovascular disease that's considered 10% by the Framingham risk score, then it's recommended also that you treat those patients.
There may be some controversy, as I understand it, about this regarding older people.
Traditionally, older people, the targets were not as aggressive. It used to be 150 over 90, but with these newer clinical trials that have come out, it suggests that even in older populations, they benefit from having their blood pressure lower than 150 over 90 and closer to the target.
It's 130 over 80.
That's correct.
That's the same as younger people.
Same as younger people. They made this as a blanket recommendation regardless of age.
Is the point we're just trying not to miss anybody?
I think we're definitely trying to improve our numbers and also get our numbers closer to the goal because we know that roughly 50% of patients that have hypertension are uncontrolled.
I'm still trying to figure out, though, what the real reason is. Were we measuring blood pressure wrong before?
No, we were not.
Okay.
Now, there are lots of sources of error in the blood pressure measurement. Patients should be sitting at rest. Their arms should be supported. They shouldn't have any caffeine or recent exercise prior to the measurement being taken. Their bladder shouldn't be empty. All those things can raise the blood pressure falsely. Also, you want to be sure that you have the right size cuff. Our arm circumference should be roughly 80% of the cuff that you use or select to do the blood pressure reading. If the cuff is too big or too small, then it can over or underestimate the blood pressure reading.
Are there things we do or shouldn't do that can elevate our blood pressure?
Well, definitely caffeine intake.
Mm-hmm.
If you use chronic non-steroidal medications on a daily basis, those can actually
cause
pain, let's say like naproxen or ibuprofen, Aleve. Those medications can cause fluid retention and sodium retention, and they can raise your blood pressure.
Can decongestants and things like that
definitely
do it?
Sudafed, anything with pseudoephedrine, that can raise your blood pressure for several hours after you take it and raise it significantly.
Okay, so now some people may have to take medication as a result of these changes. For others, what would it be? Just recommending lifestyle changes?
That's correct. So those patients that have a blood pressure of greater than 130 over 80, whose 10-year cardiovascular risk is not greater than 10%, the initial recommendation is just lifestyle modification, which would be diet, weight loss, restrict your sodium, increase your intake of potassium, those measures first. And then it's recommended to repeat the blood pressure readings in 3 to 6 months.
Dr. Carl Horton, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me, Sam.